Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Again, to Dare to Win, the regular Thursday night program from Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. We're so happy to have you here with us this evening. Stay with us as we continue to have our sober discussion of the economic and political plight of Black people and the global cooperative economic model that provides the exact method of gaining economic and political self-determination. We'll be starting our program shortly, so stay with us.
Beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity. And where there is harmony.
Good evening once again, and thank you for joining us today. I am Sister Nanana. I'm one of the board members with Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, and I'm very pleased to have the opportunity this evening to share with you on our radio program, Dare to Win. And this evening, our topic of discussion is, are you ready for the cooperative revolution? Are we ready? Are you ready for the cooperative revolution? And to assist us and guide us through some very challenging and much needed and lively discussion this evening, we have another one of the board members from Uplifting Us, Brother Kambizi. Brother Kambizi, you want to say hello to our listening audience and welcome.
Greetings. Greetings, family, and it's good to be with you, Sister Nanana, and our listening audience tonight. And looking forward to a spirited discussion around what we must do to guarantee our survival and to help lead the planet towards a sustainable future based on African values and tried and proven African mechanisms and concepts for global cooperation. So again, I'm just glad to be part of the conversation tonight, Sister Nanana.
Well, thank you, and I am really excited to address this topic on the program this evening, and thank you so much for being with us and to help guide us through that. And before we actually get into talking about whether or not we really are ready for the cooperative revolution, just want to remind our listening audience, for those who would care to dial in and take part in our discussion, you can do so by calling 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And then depress the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert us to your wanting to either make a comment or to ask a question. And we will certainly do our best to make sure to open your mic so that you can do that. There are others who may prefer to listen via online, and you can do that by going to our website, upliftingus.com, and clicking on the tab that says Ulu Radio. And from there, you'll see the place to click where you can get right into listening to our radio program. And once again, it's every Thursday evening that we are here, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. All right. Well, let's just go ahead, Brother Kimbizi, and get right into our subject this evening around the readiness. Are we ready? And the question that each of us, I judge, wants to ask ourselves, am I ready for the cooperative revolution? So to get us started, Brother Kimbizi, could you give us some background or context to help us understand what's happening as far as this cooperative revolution and the necessity for readiness around that?
Well, yes, and thank you, Sister Nanana. I was just reflecting that this generation, our generation, is riding an historic wave that will see the beginning of a new economic era as the global human family shifts from capitalism and private ownership of the means of production to the era of cooperative economics and the public ownership of the means of production. This shift is so massive, it feels like the ground is shaking beneath our feet, as if we're trying to stand up during an earthquake. Just for an example, global warming and the catastrophic weather events swirling all around us are one clear sign that this shift is actually taking place. And I might also add the reaction of millions of people around the globe to recognize that this is something that we cannot ignore. Also, the farcical presidency of Donald Trump, as he corrupts and shreds the American federal government right before our eyes, is another ominous sign of even more dire events to come. These and similar events raise the question, are you and I, are we ready for the cooperative revolution that is being birthed in the coming decades? Let me ask the same question in a different way. How will this coming economic revolution affect you? What changes will you and I have to make to navigate this new economic terrain? Even more specifically, as members of Us Lifting Us, what roles, duties, responsibilities must each ULU member shoulder to guarantee the success of this new global economic order? I'm suggesting, Sister Nanana, that ULU is a microcosm of what is happening globally. It is a germ seed, along with other cooperatives, experimenting with alternative economic models. So each ULU member should see himself or herself as a dynamic change agent. And I can't stress that point enough, Sister Nanana. We're moving into a social era where all the tools are at our fingertips so that each person has the potential to be an influencer in their own sphere of their own network of family and friends, coworkers, people that they attend religious services with. That the stage is now set so that as each of us begin to intentionally dialogue and engage with our family and our friends and begin to talk about these very pregnant ideas, that is what we mean in terms of, are we ready for this economic cooperative revolution? Because the success of this movement depends in large part on the role that each of us decides to play. So what I'm suggesting is that we have a conversation tonight, Sister Nana, about the structure of us lifting us as a cooperative and begin to lay out the opportunities for our members to become more actively engaged. Let me pause there. You may have some follow-up questions or things that you want to add to what we're saying.
Well, what I can say right now is, wow. Yeah, you've certainly laid out a topic area this evening that is very rich and very challenging, I judge, for us to embrace. And you used some terminology just a minute ago that I found to be especially interesting. You said intentional. You used the term intentional dialogue with family, friends, coworkers, loved ones, acquaintances. And so that really struck me as something that for many of us might be very different to purposely go about the business of having intentional dialogue about this particular subject of cooperative economics, and to do it within the context of recognizing that we are literally in the middle of a tremendous shift, as you indicated, that is taking place from what we have known as the quote-unquote traditional economic structure, which is primarily basically capitalism, into an economic structure that is definitely guided by, controlled by, and intended to benefit large masses, and that we have the power to be able to do that. So, yes, definitely things are saying are definitely changing. And so when you talk about ULU and how ULU fits into this whole shift that's taking place, because ULU is definitely, it is a cooperative economic structure that is designed specifically for us as people of Black African descent. So I'd like to take a minute at some point and talk more about ULU and the structure of ULUs, but we may first of all want to address and some of the new behaviors that are going to be needed and required by those who are members of ULU, who are owners, who own units in ULU. So there's a lot of rich discussion that we can have here this evening. Do you have a subject area, Brother Kimbizi, that you'd like to address first?
But yeah, and I want to, as Brother Thurman said, I want to veggie back on something you said. You said we have the power.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that phrase to resonate in the ether for just a moment. We understand that in order to make change, in order to do anything, people first must have a goal. And once the goal is clearly stated, clearly articulated, then all the resources necessary to bring that into manifestation can come about. I want to suggest that even before we have the clearly articulated and stated goal, that's why we use the phrase be intentional. In other words, we as a people are poised to establish our intent on building a cooperative economy.
Mm-hmm.
We find ourselves in a cultural war. We are attempting to make changes in the economic arena, and that has brought all of the negative forces against us. And so that's why across Europe, Trump in the United States, right-wing political leaders in South America, all of them are beating this drum for war, for they're digging in their heels, refusing to deal intelligently with climate catastrophe, because they are locked into a value system that depends upon on just to put it bluntly, white supremacy, white hegemony. They are trying to create and maintain a world where white males in particular have advantages and privileges, et cetera, and enable them to suck the resources out of the entire planet for their own personal benefit. So what we are proposing is an economic system that undercuts that and that comes with a complete set of alternative values about how we as human beings can live in harmony and peace and mutual respect and share the resources of the planet. So I said that us lifting us is a microcosm of this global shift that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a cooperative, as an LLC, have several committees that carry out the work of us lifting us. One of those committees is membership development and growth. Another committee is business research and development. Still another committee is media and marketing. And then, of course, we have a finance committee and executive committee. But I want to focus on those three primary committees, the membership, development, and growth, the business research and development, and the media and marketing. Because the truth of the matter is, Sister Nanana, as you well know, that in order for us to mount a global alternative system that can meet the needs of black African descended people all over the planet, this requires massive human resources. In other words, we have
uh-huh.
the talent. We have to organize ourselves and mobilize ourselves to carry forth the work. And so our conditioning has led us to somehow think that us lifting us is going to emerge and to grow in and of and all by itself without the active input of each and every ULU member. We have seen situations or other organizations where once you become a member, you sign up, you pay your $50 or whatever the membership fee is, and then you sit back and watch it work. Other people do all the legwork, all the grunt work, and you reap the benefit. Well, this part of this cooperative revolution, one of the things that I find so exciting about it is that it requires engagement and involvement of all the people who want to see it happen. In other words, there are no spectators in this revolution. No bystanders, nobody standing on the sideline. Everybody's on the field. Everybody's doing their part to make this happen. And so one of the things that I'm appealing, Sister Nanana, is for ULU members who are listening on this call or who may come to hear this audio, is if you've been a member of ULU for more than 3 months and you have not signed up to participate on one of those three committees, that the first thing that you should seriously consider doing is getting on the web and saying, hey, I have an interest in this committee. I'm ready to sign up. What do you need me to do? So I want to pause right there, Sister. I may have raised some questions in your mind, but I really want to, long before we talk about the money and the co-op units and all of that, is first to get buy-in from ULU membership that I am going to play a role
in the automated voice messaging system. 8282894734.
Hello? I'm pausing to
or questions. Goodbye.
Brother Kimbizi, seems like we're getting some interference.
Hello?
There. Yes, I'm still
can
here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well. We had some interference there for just a minute. I don't know where that interference was coming from, but I'm going to make a suggestion. Let's take a little music break here for a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, we're going to hear more from you in terms of ULU and the fantastic tool that ULU is for helping us to achieve in this new economic revolution that is going on. And you were about to give us more details around those committees that you named. So we're going to take a little music break, and we will be back in about 2 minutes.
From the past. Oh,
All right, and we are back. This is Dare to Win, the Thursday night radio broadcast for Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative. And I am Sister Nanana, a board member of Us Lifting Us, hosting you this evening with our guest, Brother Kimbizi, another board member from Us Lifting Us. And our subject this evening is, are we ready for the cooperative revolution? We are indeed involved in a revolution right now. And Brother Kimbizi, you were just about to share with us a couple of things. You were going to do a little more sharing around the structure of the committees for ULU. I think there were three committees that you in particular wanted to dialogue around. And then let's get into some little bit more extended discussion around the cooperative behaviors. We are, to a large extent, about the business of actually creating a new culture and recapturing much of our native and indigenous culture that we have as people of Black African descent. And you see that very much, I believe, in many of the cooperative behaviors and values. So, you know, let's talk about that as well and what those behaviors look like, because some of us might not really know or understand how that contributes to the overall success. So let's get back to talking about the committees. What else can you share with us around those three committees that you mentioned a little earlier?
Thank you, Sister Nanana. Well, let's start with the membership and development committee. The work of this committee is to grow the Us Lifting Us cooperative locally, nationally, globally. The primary tool that we use to do this is what we call the ULU Base Collective. This is a core group of sisters and brothers between 8 and 12. It can grow as large as 20 or 21, but basically it's a small group of sisters and brothers who provide the core of membership in a local area. They study together. They do research in their local area. They look at the needs. They do an assessment of the needs of their community. They become a support network to any businesses that are incubated in their specific area. But they become, if you will, the seeds of effective Us Lifting Us chapters in the cities where they live. So we see Us Lifting Us growing organically. This is not a media-driven or market-driven organization, although we do use media and marketing to complement and enhance our growth. At the heart of the growth, though, is a relationship, because what we are emphasizing in Us Lifting Us is that this is a family-centered, group-owned, collectively-owned, and driven mechanism. So we are looking for sisters and brothers in all the cities where there are melanated people who are ready for a different way of living in community, who have seen the ravages and the excesses of this capitalist culture that is sucking the resources out of our communities. It is so hyper-individualistic that it has made relationships between people very brittle. And so there are people who recognize the need for a radically different way of living together. And that is where the Us Lifting Us Base Collective begins its work. So this is an area where we need everyone who has already become a member of Us Lifting Us to raise their hand, step forward, and begin the work of starting to form these base collectives in conjunction with the board of directors who give leadership and guidance to how these formations will come together. So that's one area that I would touch on, Sister Nanana.
Okay.
And it's also the beginning area because the culture that we're building is very different from what exists right now. And that's why at the we have a values and ethics document that talks about what's important to the Ulu family. We are very much centered around truth and justice and righteousness, order, balance, harmony, and reciprocity. We also look for guidance from the Nguza Saba, the unity, the self-determination, the collective work and responsibility, the cooperative economic, the purpose, the creativity, and the faith that has held Black communities together for millennia. So these are the values that are central to how we want to live together, work together, play together, and build together. And so the Ulu-based collective becomes that place where these values live and breathe and stand up and walk around and model for our larger community, our wider community, how we can look and be together in ways that are healthy. And all of this is part of the work that the Ulu-based collective carries out. So it's extremely important. And back to that word we used at the beginning, it requires intentionality. This kind of work doesn't go on by happenstance. But yet and still, we need sisters and brothers who are focused and who are determined to create this new way of being and make it available for ourselves and our children. Let me pause there. Sister Nanana, you may have a follow-up question.
Well, not necessarily a question, Brother Kimbizi, but a comment. It seems clear to me that the core of the success of not only Us Lifting Us, but of the whole cooperative economic revolution, the core is really around the intentionality of the people and their acknowledgement and their recognition of cooperative economics as being the tool and Ulu being the tool that they can use to achieve the economic stability that they need in order to have the full freedom, in order to have the lifestyle that they need to have, and in order to be able to build for future generations. So this is something that we all need to not only take a serious look at, but to seriously become active in. We simply cannot afford, we can't afford not to be active. We simply cannot afford the luxury of being inactive. The day of inactivity is over. If in fact we indeed want to be successful, and I judge that we are definitely on the road to success. And before we go any further, I just want to stop for a minute and remind folks that If you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, you can press the number one on your keypad, and we will see that on our board here and make the make it time available for you to make your comment or your question. And the number for you to call into is 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789. And what we're talking about this evening is the readiness. Are we ready for the cooperative revolution? And the revolution is not waiting for us. The revolution is already happening. And ULU is definitely at the core of it. Now, moving along into another topic area that you mentioned, you talked about behaviors, and you mentioned it a little bit a minute ago and talked about the need for folks to be active. And that the cooperative economic model requires that those who are partaking of that cooperative economic model, that they become active. So that's definitely one of the behaviors that is absolutely necessary. I judge that there are some other behaviors that are needed in order for this whole cooperative revolution to happen, and that contribute most definitely to the success of ULU. And some of these behaviors are new, really new for many of us, because we've been so steeped in Western culture, which has really kind of dumbed us down to a certain extent, and made us feel as if we are disconnected from the very processes that are going to be beneficial to us. I think that one of the major behaviors that we must adapt going forward, and that is the behavior of ongoing study, that we need to always be in a learning process, in a process of studying. And you mentioned the ULU-based collective, and that's an excellent support tool and mechanism to have available for the ongoing study that's required. I also judge that there needs to be a certain amount of willingness and openness to a whole arena of personal transformation. When you get involved in cooperative economics, I think that it's kind of difficult to be a part of the cooperative effort, particularly in the ULU community, and not take advantage of those opportunities to really look in the mirror at yourself and to get closer to being able to look critically at yourself and to say, you know, there's something here that I want to change or that I want to do different that's not only going to benefit me, but I know that if it benefits me, that it's going to benefit the community in the long run as well. Another thing that comes up for me around changes in behavior or cooperative behaviors that contribute to the whole cooperative culture, and that is the intentional, the purposeful sharing of the vision and encouraging others to become a part. And when we share the vision and we encourage others to become a part of ULU and of cooperative economics, of our family economics, what we're doing is we're laying the path for the future and for generational wealth. There will not be generational wealth if in fact we are not intentional at this point in time about building that generational wealth. And I do think we have to be intentional about sharing who we are and our involvement with Ulu. And all of us need to know the mission and to be committed to the mission, to build, maintain, and pass to future generations the machinery of economic self-determination. That is what Ulu is about. And so I'm going to stop right there, Brother Kimbizi, and provide an opportunity for you. Perhaps there are some behaviors that you might want to identify as well that are part of this whole cooperative culture and part of the Ulu culture.
You've laid out some very important behaviors that are definitely needed as we build Us Lifting Us. The only thing that I might add would be to remind us that Ulu is just that. It's us lifting us. So this is a group consciousness experience. This is when we step into Us Lifting Us, we are focused on how we as a family, how we as a community are doing in achieving our goal. We recognize that individual success without group success is no success at all. So we're quite clear that our ultimate goal is for our community to be vibrant and strong and healthy and sustaining. And when this is true, then that also means that same vibrancy and sustainability is available to each individual who is part of that community. So that's an understanding, a consciousness, if you will, that is vitally necessary to the work of building Us Lifting Us as a cooperative in service to Black African descended people. This idea that you touched on the engagement. One of the principles of cooperatives is democratic member control. There's so much about living in America that is not democratic. We think that when we go to the polls every 4 years or so and cast a ballot, that's democracy. That's an aspect of democracy. Democracy encompasses all the places where decisions are made that impact how we live. And so what Us Lifting Us does, when we come together in our meetings, we're debating ideas, we're assessing the strength and the health of our community. We're putting forward suggestions and solutions that we think will make it better. And then we have to make decisions about which is the best path forward. So that whole process of democratic participation is critical to the work of building this economic revolution. And I'm not being... rhetorical in the use of these terms. What really is at stake is the human family is shifting to a different kind of economic platform. We have to be very, very clear about what's at stake. And the choice that is before us, because the majority of us benefit when we move from the private ownership of the means of production to the public control and ownership of the means of production. For the first time in hundreds of years, the average person on the street, the average working person, the average working family has access to the entire wealth of the planet. It's not stuck in Swiss bank accounts that have numbers and belong to the 1%. The wealth of the planet is now available to everybody on the planet. And so what we are inviting us to think about and participate in is building the mechanism that makes this a reality for our people in our lifetime. This is not something we see over the horizon 50 years from now. This is happening before our very eyes. The existing social structures are collapsing. That's what we're witnessing. The ludicrous behavior of Donald Trump in the White House and so many of the people that he has put in positions are being under investigation for scandalous behavior and stealing millions and billions of dollars. All of that is the collapse of this old economic order that only benefits the 1%. And now as people surge to the forefront to demand a whole new reality, we are in a position to give leadership to that movement. And that's why when we say in Us Lifting Us, you know, raise your hand, step forward, and engage in these new behaviors, the study, the talking to friends and family, sharing of the vision, being open to personal transformation, and then down the line, purchasing a co-op unit. Because that ultimately is what gives us the muscle to open the businesses that we run as cooperative businesses. So this is an exciting time to be alive. And the opportunity for human growth and human transformation is mind-boggling when we think about it. Rather than to be worried and afraid and, you know, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. No. Oh, my gosh, the system is collapsing. And in the vacuum that is being created, we are poised to build something brand new based on African values and traditions that we have always held in our community. And so that's where we are. And we just want to remind our members that this is just simply an exciting time to be positioned as we are, to offer the alternative that the planet is waiting for.
I couldn't agree with you more, and this is definitely an exciting time, and Ulu is definitely right on the cutting edge. We have such prime opportunity in Ulu to, as you said, in our lifetime, to see significant progress moving forward in building this cooperative economic structure for our community and positioning ourselves and future generations in such a way that we will have the stability that we need and that we will be totally and completely responsible and able in terms of taking care of ourselves. Let's take one more real short music break, and then when we come back, I'd like to hear you talk to us about what are some of the obstacles, if any, that you see that might be hindering this change. And then we'll wind up with giving some more specifics around Ulu, around Us Lifting Us, and exactly how folks can go about being a member of Us Lifting Us. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
By a gentleman from Chicago who plays wonderful piano and is a writer of very pretty songs. His name is Herbie Hancock, and he calls it Cantaloupe Island. Thank you.
We're back with you again. This is Dare to Win, the Thursday night radio program of Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative. We're with you every Thursday evening starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this evening we are discussing the topic of, are we ready? Are you ready for the cooperative economic revolution? And Brother Kimbizi, a board member of Us Lifting Us, has been helping to guide us through that discussion. And we're on the kind of the other side of the dialogue right now and entering into some discussion around what are some of the obstacles, Brother Kimbizi, that you see that might be trying to prevent us from making this inevitable change.
Sister Nanana, thank you. First of all, thank you for that clip from Brother Hugh Masekela. His music certainly captures the spirit of this evening's conversation. Just opening up the possibilities, the endless possibilities that are before us as we change. And as we wrap our arms around the work of building our own community. And I'm glad that we find ourselves in that position. We are very clear. No one is going to do this for us. And I'm glad it's just that way, because this only we can do the rebuilding and the creation and the recreation of the kind of community that we know we deserve and we certainly want to pass on to our children. I to your question in terms of some of the obstacles, there are many, but I want to lift up three very quickly and spend a few minutes just talking about the third one, because I think that's the biggest obstacle that we have in front of us. So I would say fear of failure is one impediment that we have to get out of the way. There's also this resistance to change. I've heard it said many times in the South, if something ain't broke, don't fix it. In other words, leave things alone. and sometimes things can always be improved upon, and so we want to have a keen eye to improve those things that can be and need to be changed and improved. But the third thing I think that is really a major stumbling block for us is this idea of, and write this down, chattel freedom. This term comes to us from Ezra Aharon's work, Sovereign Psyche. And when I first saw the phrase chattel freedom, it jarred my mind. Because on the one hand, we know what chattel is, that's property. And freedom, on the other hand, it seems to be diametrically opposed to this idea of chattel. And I think that Ezra Aharon is making the point that the most devastating and damning thing that happened to African people was being reduced to chattel and treated and traded like a commodity, like horses or cattle or livestock or old clothes. In other words, we were reduced from being dynamic human beings and divine beings to animals that are bred and worked to death for the benefit of their masters. Now, we know that slavery, at least legal slavery, was outlawed in 1865. But the idea of the chattelization of African people has never been confronted and overturned. In other words, the question that Randall Robinson raised in his book, The Debt, was that we have not pressed the issue. Was slavery in America a crime against humanity? So even though we no longer walk around in shackles and chains, the stigma of having been made chattel has never been shattered. It certainly hadn't been shattered in dominant culture. And unfortunately, in very insidious ways, it's still active in the subconscious of too many of our people, so that we walk around with the appearance of freedom, but in truth, much of our behavior is proscribed, is controlled by others. And the treatment of the continent of Africa is a very classic example. The richest continent on the planet, but the wealth of the continent does not flow to the people who make up the populations of these countries, whether we're talking about the Democratic Republic of Congo, whether we're talking Nigeria or any of the West African states. Certainly South Africa is a glaring example. So that and the same holds true here in North America. Otherwise, there would be no need for the Black Lives Matter movement. So one of the things that we have to shatter in our own psyche is this notion of the illusion of freedom. And one of the primary ways that we shatter that illusion is by building this cooperative that we own and control, and we use it to benefit ourselves and our children. So in the few minutes that we have left, let me just very quickly remind our listeners that go to our website, usliftingus.com, USLIFTINGUS.com, and spend some time on the website. Look at our values and ethics. Listen to the Ulu Plan and Appeal. Watch the demonstration and work your way through those slides. And if at the end of that makes sense to you, then we invite you to go to the Join tab and fill out that information and get in touch with us. Annual membership is $50. We encourage people, when they are able, to put themselves on some kind of plan so that they can then go forward and purchase a co-op unit, which is $1,000. But that's the mechanism that allows us to pool our money, our resources, so that we can open the cooperative businesses that meet our needs, whether we're talking food, clothing, shelter, energy. These can be provided to ourselves through a cooperative model that we own and control. So this Us Lifting Us is the tool to overturn this illusion of freedom, or this chattel freedom that Ezra Aharon talks about, and create real, genuine freedom for ourselves here in North America and everywhere African people exist on the globe. So let me stop there, Sister Nanana, and allow you to sum all this up and tell us what we need to hear going out.
Thank you so much, Brother Kimbizi. This has certainly been a very stimulating and thought-provoking as well as uplifting program this evening. I certainly appreciate having you with us, and I encourage our listeners to come back again next week and be with us 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for the Dare to Win radio program of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative. We will have another stimulating topic for you next week. And until then, we challenge you to dare to win and to do the things that you need to do to be a part of this economic revolution. Thank you so much. Gave my all for the against the wall.